assassins. Across the luster of the desert and into the polychrome hills, hairless and ochre violet dun and umber. At the top of a desiccate blue valley, travellers find an artificial oasis. A fortified castle in Saracenic style, enclosing a hidden garden. As guests of the Old Man of the Mountain, Hassani Sabah, they climb rock-cut steps to the castle. Here, the day of resurrection has already come and gone. Those within live outside profane time, which they hold at bay with daggers and poisons. Behind crenellations and slit-windowed towers, scholars and fedayeen wake in narrow monolithic cells. Star maps, astrolabes, alembics and retorts, piles of open books in a shaft of morning sunlight, an unsheathed scimitar. Each of those who enter the realm of the Imam of one's own being becomes a sultan of inverted revelation. A monarch of abrogation and apostasy. In a central chamber, scalloped with light and hung with tapestried arabesques, they lean on bolsters and smoke long chibouks of hashish scented with opium and amber. For them, the hierarchy of being has compacted to a dimensionless punctum of the real. For them, the chains of law have been broken. They end their fasting with wine. For them, the outside of everything is its inside. Its true face shines through direct. Gates are camouflage with terrorism, mirrors, rumors of assassination, trompe-l'œil, legends. Pomegranate, mulberry, persimmon, the erotic melancholy of cypresses. Membrane pink Shirazi roses, braziers of Meccan aloes and benzoin. Stiff shafts of Ottoman tulips, carpets spread like make-believe gardens on actual lawn. A pavilion set with a mosaic of calligrams. A willow, a stream with watercress, a fountain crystalled underneath with geometry. The metaphysical scandal of bathing obelisks, of wet brown cupbearers hide-and-seeking in the foliage. Water, greenery, beautiful faces. By night, Hassani Sabah, like a civilized wolf in a turban, stretches out on a parapet above the garden and glares at the sky, conning the asterisms of heresy in the mindless, cool desert air. True, in this myth, some aspirant disciples may be ordered to fling themselves off the ramparts into the black, but also true that some of them will learn to fly like sorcerers. The old man flits like a ghost into tents of kings and bedrooms of theologians, past all locks and guards with forgotten Muslim ninja techniques, leaves behind bad dreams, stilettos on pillows, puissant bribes. The attar of his propaganda seeps into the criminal dreams of ontological anarchism. The heraldry of our obsessions displays the luminous black outlaw banners of assassins. All of them pretenders to the throne of an imaginal Egypt, an occult spacelight continuum consumed by still unimagined liberties.